You're listening to The Takeaway. It's great to have you with us. I'm Todd Zwillick, and we have a story now of war and reporting on war. Thomas T.J. Brennan was a Marine sergeant who served in combat in both Iraq and Afghanistan. He was wounded in Iraq in 2010, and after his service was done, he experienced the difficulties of rejoining civilian life, made much worse by post-traumatic stress. Finbar O'Reilly is a photojournalist and was a combat photographer in Iraq when he wound up in bedding with TJ's unit. O'Reilly had his own struggles with witnessing war, and while fighting in combat and covering combat aren't the same, there was a common experience between the two men that eventually led to friendship. That common experience also led to a new book. It's called Shooting Ghosts, a U.S. Marine, a Combat Photographer, and Their Journey Back from War. But as T.J. Brennan tells it, when Finbar O'Reilly first showed up in his Marine unit in Iraq, it wasn't entirely smooth.
I had only been working with my squad for a little over 2 months at that point, and you know, then when you throw a journalist into the mix, it adds a whole lot of liability. So within 24 hours, we were pinned down under machine gun fire and AK-47 fire in an alleyway, and bullets and bad guys have a very... They make it very easy for you to learn to trust the people around you, because if they perform well and they keep their cool, then you learn that you can trust people very quickly under fire.
You also, Finbar, in this book, talk about your need for maintaining objectivity and distance at a time when inevitably you're close in with these guys. You have to cooperate with them because you're with the unit, even though you're not part of the unit. At the same time, you have to be dispassionate, you have to be distant, and you're not there to help.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much you can really do that when you are depending on people for your security and for, you know, I'm depending on the military for food, for transport, for everything, and you live side by side with these guys. So your objectivity is inevitably compromised because you do, as TJ was saying, you know, bond with these guys once you experience battle side by side and move under those kinds of conditions. So I don't know that even as a newswire journalist, you know, I'm supposed to maintain objectivity. I think that does get compromised in these situations, and you know, I think our lasting friendship is an indication of that.
So TJ, Finbar was part of your unit not as a soldier but as a journalist. He was along for the ride, and then in the fall of 2010 in Afghanistan, you were injured in a Taliban attack. Can you walk us through what happened to you at that time?
So the day that I was wounded was November 1st of 2010, and Finbar and my squad of Marines, we were on a foot patrol in a village called Nabuaga. We called it Nabuk. After probably 90 minutes on patrol, we came under fire in a U-shaped ambush, which is where you're surrounded on three sides. And there were AK-47s, there was machine guns, RPGs. Two of my Marines were wounded by an RPG initially, and then another Marine and myself were both wounded by an RPG that was shot by the Afghan National Police. So they were intending to hit the enemy, but instead they hit us.
Well, Finbar, you were there when this happened to TJ. I mean, his wounding in combat was hugely significant for him, but also for your story between the two of you, because you were there to photograph it.
That's right. I mean, I have photographs. I was sitting beside, I was crouched down in the dirt beside the Afghan policeman who fired that RPG. So I have that series of that RPG being shot from his rocket launcher and it leaving, you know, from his position. And then a telephone line going slack as it hit the post above TJ. So that's all documented. And, you know, the explosion and the Marines running forward to try and retrieve TJ from where he was knocked unconscious and him trying to run back and then collapsing into the compound where I was taking cover myself. And in the book, what we write about is how this explosion, in a way, kind of welded our lives together, because the fallout from it on the, you know, not just the physical side of the brain injury that TJ suffered, but on the lasting impact for his family and also for our friendship as we maintained contact after we both returned home and spoke with each other and exchanged messages and ended up working together to write a book about what happens during war, after war, and how we try to make the transition to civilian lives and forge meaning and purpose away from the battlefield.
So TJ, you and Finbar compare the traumas of the combat journalist and the soldiers. They're not the same, but you really talk about the similarities of PTSD, experiencing the trauma of combat, and trying to cope with it after war. Talk about that a little bit.
I think where the similarity comes in is that regardless of the reason why you may feel alone, feeling alone is universal to everyone. one of the main reasons why I wanted to write the book was because of that loneliness. I understand, you know, having survived my own suicide attempt, what the moments before that feel like. And success for me in this book is surely reaching one person and helping them through their loneliest time.
And I think one of the things about trauma really is that it makes you want to turn inward and away from people at the very time when you actually need to be engaging with those people closest to you. And oftentimes the temptation is, you know, for many members of the military is to redeploy because they can get that sense of camaraderie and that intensity of life that you get on deployment. And it's the same for journalists going back to covering one war after another or one crisis after another, because that's where they feel a sense of purpose and meaning that is sometimes more difficult to find back in civilian everyday life.
Well, you guys talk so much about the soldier-journalist divide, and with good reason. It's a theme all throughout this book. But TJ, you've jumped the divide because you've got a new career as a journalist yourself.
I do. One of the main things that my friendship with Finbar has taught me throughout writing our book, Shooting Ghosts, is that I was a cocky infantryman that thought nobody else could be traumatized unless you were in the infantry. And what I've come to find out is that whether you're a witness or you're hunkered down behind a cinder block in the middle of an alleyway, war has a way of traumatizing everybody who touches it. So it's given me a special appreciation beyond, you know, the infantry and the Marine Corps. And one thing that I want to say is I've had a lot of people ask me how I would feel if I was still in uniform serving under President Trump. And my answer to that is that when I was in Iraq, I did not care that George Bush was president. When I was in Afghanistan, it did not matter that Barack Obama was president. What matters when you're under fire is the man, woman, whoever that's next to you.
You can read Thomas T.J. Brennan's news coverage in The War Horse. They're a nonprofit newsroom covering DOD and Veterans Affairs. But you can also read his writing along with his friend, the photojournalist Finbar O'Reilly. They have a new book. It's Shooting Ghosts, a U.S. Marine, a combat photographer, and their journey back from war. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.